This is a challenge to learn. Not because it's a difficult story, it actually isn't. There are many verbal threads that connect it and that make it relatively easy to learn, but it's just because it's complex. There are essentially two parts to this story. The first part is the Samaritan woman and Jesus and the conversation between them. The second part is about the Samaritans and their coming and believing in him. And the discourse, is discussion with the disciples and is in the midst of the discussion about the Samaritans. And the thing to realize about that is that the disciples here represent, normal everyday Jews who are afraid of the Samaritans because there was constant battle going on between them, raids, conflict, people were assaulted who came through Samaria. And so Jesus talking with this woman is, first of all, a major violation of the law. Men did not speak to women, and especially to a Samaritan woman. It had sexual connotations. It was ethnic. There were ethnic barriers. There were political and economic barriers. There's a whole lot that was going on in this conversation. The challenge is then to convey that, and then the radicality and the transformation of the Samaritans and the reconciliation between Jews and Samaritans that is implicit then in their believing that Jesus is the Messiah. It is a remarkable story of the transformation of ethnic conflict. Now, the first part of the story. The Samaritan woman, clearly she was what, an attractive woman? Five husbands? And the one who she was one with now. Maybe she was getting a little old after five husbands and now the sixth. But the implication of this is that she was an attractive woman. But for Jesus to ask her to give me a drink was extremely offensive. And both because he was a Jew and also because he was a man. Sometimes the Samaritan woman's words are told in a way that is flirtatious, as if she was trying to see whether or not Jesus was interested in a more intimate relationship. But I think, and there may be some of those dynamics going on, but what is more significant and more important is that this is a violation of normal, expected social practice. So it's really arrogant for him to ask her for a drink because of all the Jews had done to Samaritans. And she names that right away. How dare you ask me, you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Jews don't have anything in common with Samaritans. They won't have anything to do with Samaritans. So the initial response is, I think, one of being insulted and offended. And that then Jesus' response is to continue to make it clear that he's interested in a relationship with her, not an intimate relationship that involves sex, but rather an intimate relationship that is about her life and the transformation of relations between Jews and Samaritans. And so this dynamic conversation between them is a conversation in which Jesus asks one, makes one provocative statement after another, and gradually her hostility is transformed into both curiosity and respect. It is important, in order for this conversation to be credible, that Jesus' words to her, "You're right in saying I have no husband, for you've had five husbands. The one you have now is not your husband. What you said is true," has no tone of disdain in it at all. It is simply a factual description. It is honest. It is the words of one who recognizes and knows the truth, but is utterly not judgmental. If it were judgmental, the conversation would have been over. And so, in order for this to be believable, those words need to be utterly without a tone of disdain or judgment or critique or something. The words in their interaction then about religious matters are, on the one hand, then, Jesus' statements of the truth about their relationship, about the conflicts. But it is very important to notice that what he is saying is radically different than what anyone else is saying. That is, that these conflicts that have been going on for over 700 years between Samaritans and Jews have no reason to exist anymore, because the hour is coming when you'll worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem, but that you'll worship in spirit and in truth. This is the identification of a possibility of relationship between Samaritans and Jews that never existed before. And so this statement is then, you know, if you tell this in part as a diplomatic negotiation about, first of all, a personal relationship and then a relationship between enemies, this is a radical offering of a way through the conflict that is new and that redraws the boundaries. And that is what happens then in this story, is that first she recognizes this, her statement, you know, "I know that Messiah is coming," clearly implies that she senses that that might be the case, that he is the one, and then he simply confirms it. The second part of then this story is about what happens with the Samaritans. She becomes the first storyteller, the first evangelist. She goes and tells those in the town of, you know, what has happened, that he knew everything that she had ever done. She is not yet fully sure, so she is still asking the question, can this be the Messiah? The Samaritans then, who come and talk with Jesus after his discussion with the disciples, who are clearly offended, and Jesus explains to them what's happening in relation to the harvest, that this is the first sign of the harvest and that they are involved in it, so that they are reaping the harvest that others have sown. And so it is a comment on what is happening then in this relationship between them, their participation in this reconciliation with the Samaritans, between Jesus and then this Samaritan village. The reversal of expectations that is implicit in this story is that in most instances, if a village found out, that the expectation would be that there would have been a battle, there would have been a fight. They would have either, you know, driven Jesus and his disciples away, or they would have had actual physical combat. What happens then in this new relationship that is established between Jesus and the Samaritans is a transformation of politics and religion. It's a transformation of conflict into reconciliation and peace. And so This is a story about the making of peace where there had been only conflict. Around then the belief in Jesus as the Messiah. So in the background of all this is that the listeners all know about the centuries of conflict between Samaritans and Jews and the wonder of the transformation of relationship that happens. And first the conversation between the Samaritan woman and Jesus, and then between the Samaritans and Jesus. It's a wonderful story.